This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Cyber teams inside the government and private companies have been trying to block attempts to take over hospital computer systems across the United States. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The FBI and two federal agencies say Russian-speaking hackers are trying to insert a ransomware into computer systems in healthcare facilities across the country. The attacks come as a nation is seeing big jumps in positive tests for the coronavirus and COVID-19 hospitalizations. One expert calls this the most significant cybersecurity threat to the U.S., and he is concerned the group may try to lock up the computer systems of hundreds of hospitals over the next few weeks. Tim McGuire, Washington.
With less than a week until Election Day, former Vice President Joe Biden spent Wednesday focusing on fighting the coronavirus while U.S. President Donald Trump stayed on the campaign trail. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Biden stayed in Delaware and was briefed by health experts on the virus.
I'm not running on the false promise of being able to end this pandemic by flipping a switch.
Biden says even if he wins, ending the pandemic will take hard work.
We'll let science drive our decisions. We will deal honestly with the American people, and we'll never, ever, ever quit.
In Arizona, President Trump touted a vaccine.
A safe vaccine is coming very quickly. You're going to have it momentarily. That eradicates the virus, and we're rounding the turn regardless.
Few wore masks in the crowd. Practically every state is seeing a rise in coronavirus cases. I'm Ed Donahue.
The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Twitter's Jack Dorsey, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai testified to the Senate Science, Commerce, and Transportation Committee virtually over their restrictions on certain content on their platforms. This is VOA News. A former Homeland Security official has revealed himself to be the critic who wrote a scathing op-ed against President Donald Trump 2 years ago in a book under the pen name Anonymous. AP Jackie Quinn correspondent reports.
Former DHS Chief of Staff Miles Taylor is anonymous no more. In a tweet, he says he authored the controversial New York Times column and a book entitled A Warning. He had written about President Trump's, quote, misguided impulses, and said there was a secret resistance force that worked to undermine parts of Trump's agenda to preserve what he called democratic institutions. That led the president to denounce a deep state working against him. Taylor tweets that Trump is a man without character, while White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has called Taylor a liar and a coward. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Eight people have been charged with conspiring to work on China's behalf and a plot involving threatening letters and the use of night vision goggles to surveil and coerce a Chinese family to return to their home country to face charges. Assistant Attorney General John Demers says that the eight were charged with trying to coerce a New Jersey man to return to China and face the charges.
The five defendants the FBI arrested this morning on these charges of illegally doing the bidding of the Chinese government now face the prospect of prison. For those charged in China and others engaged in this type of conduct, our message is clear. Stay out. Your behavior is not welcome here.
The alleged plot was known as Operation Fox Hunt and Operation Skynet, and court records show it took place between 2016 and 2019. Its goal was to target Chinese nationals living in foreign countries and to intimidate them into returning to China to face charges. France and Germany both announced new measures Wednesday to combat rising cases of the coronavirus, with French President Emmanuel Macron announcing a new nationwide lockdown beginning this week. In a speech to the nation, Macron said the new measures, which start Friday and last until at least December 1st, will mean people will have to stay in their homes except to buy essential goods, seek medical attention, or to exercise for 1 hour daily. Restaurants, cafes, and shops not selling essential goods will have to close for at least the next 2 weeks. Earlier, German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced new restrictions to fight a resurgence of infections. Effective November 2nd, gatherings will be limited to 10 people from a maximum of two households. Restaurants, bars, theaters, cinemas, pools, and gyms will be shut down and concerts will be canceled altogether. The move comes as both nations battle an increase in the number of coronavirus infections. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Music.